With Montana News, I'm Steve Jess. Montana Senator John Tester hopes Wednesday's 10-hour filibuster over the Patriot Act will convince his colleagues that the controversial law needs a full Senate debate. Tester says Patriot Act supporters usually bring up the reauthorization vote just before the law expires, forcing the Senate to rush through the process instead of taking time for a full discussion.
I hope it's different this time. I really do, because this is craziness. We've never had an honest debate on the Patriot Act since I've been here, and I've been here over 8 years now.
Tester, a Democrat, and fellow Montanan Steve Daines, a Republican, both joined Kentucky Senator Rand Paul in a 10-hour talk fest Wednesday aimed at derailing a vote to renew the 2001 law that authorizes broad government surveillance against possible terrorists. Parts of the Patriot Act expire at the end of the month. The government has already begun winding down its bulk collection of telephone call records in case Congress does not reauthorize the program. A warm spring has nearly depleted what little snow Montana saw this year, draining the state of water needed to prevent and fight worsening drought conditions. State and federal officials who monitor water supplies said at a monthly meeting today that reservoirs now at capacity could easily come up short for agricultural use and wildfire fighting this summer. Hydrologist Wayne Burkus with the U.S. Geological Survey says Montana's seen average precipitation levels this year, but it came too late and in the fleeting form of rain. But the early melting and above-average stream flows in March and April allowed farmers to plant and move herds to summer fields ahead of schedule. The Montana Board of Regents today took up a proposal to change the name of the University of Montana School of Law. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
University of Montana President Royce Engstrom brought the proposal before the Board of Regents to decide whether to name the law school after its biggest donor, Alexander Blewett III. The Regents will take action Friday. Blewett's donation of $10 million announced Wednesday is the largest in UM law school history. Previously, the record sat at $800,000, a donation gifted last year, also by Blewett. The $10 million will create an endowed chair in consumer law, provide $1.5 million for the access to the Legal Education Scholarship Fund, and create an endowed discretionary fund for general law school support. Part of the donation is structured as a giving challenge. You will match every gift of at least $500 toward law scholarships, providing up to $3 million if the challenge is fully met. The matched donors will fund the Access to Legal Education Scholarship Fund. Blewett's gift will nearly double the law school's endowment, raising it to over $21 million. Blewett graduated from Montana State, then studied law at UM. Two of the younger Blewett sons also graduated from the law school in 2007. The decision to rename the law school has already been approved by the faculty and dean of the School of Law, the faculty senate of the university, and the provost and president of the university. If the regents give their support, it will be known as the Alexander Blewett III School of Law. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's Higher Education Commissioner says tuition hikes for in-state students would have totaled 20% over the next 2 years if state lawmakers had not increased the university system's funding. The State Board of Regents will vote on another two-year tuition freeze Thursday in Kalispell. The regents have frozen the cost of in-state tuition for the last 4 years at four-year institutions and for 8 years at two-year institutions. Commissioner Clayton Christian says the Montana legislature funded Governor Steve Bullock's budget request to help the university system cover spending increases. Lee Newspapers, which owns many of Montana's daily papers, is closing its state bureau, according to a report today from the Great Falls Tribune, owned by rival Gannett. Bureau Chief Chuck Johnson, a veteran of close to 40 years of Montana journalism, is retiring, while fellow reporter Mike Dennison is looking for a new position. Both men were highly regarded among the state's news media. Johnson and Dennison co-anchored Montana Public Radio's Capital Talk feature with MTPR News Director Emeritus Sally Mock. Senator John Tester says the Veterans Administration's new Choice Card program got off to a shaky start. The Choice Card is a new program that lets veterans use private medical care if their nearest VA facility is too busy or too far away. Speaking to reporters today in Washington, the Montana Democrat said the VA hasn't done a good job of working with veterans groups and health care providers to make sure vets know how to use their Choice Card.
They need to utilize the veteran service organizations that are out there, whether it's the Disabled American Vets or whether it's American Legion. And then we need to do a better job building partnerships with the local hospitals and care providers in the different communities that VA outsources some of their work to.
Tester also criticized the Republican-led Appropriations Committee for proposing a VA budget that he says underfunds the agency by close to $1 billion. Republican Senator Steve Daines today took credit for adding important reforms to the VA budget, such as instructing the Veterans Affairs Secretary to give higher priority to rural states when deciding where to place new veterans' homes. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.